Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together, have a little bit of coffee, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our life. We all make it all the way from to Philemon. We have done Acts, we've done Romans. Now we are at third book on our journey, 2022. So we are at First Corinthians today. I'm so excited to work through this passage with you together. Real fast. This is, so you're able to see in the middle of that map there, right in Greet, below Athens, so to the west, and Turkey to the east, what's now Turkey, and in the middle of there, Corinth. So that's where God's Word. Father, thank you so much. This is a very cool book that you would watch over us. Read these words doesn't mean that we will have hearts to believe. So please work in us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, here we go. Romans for of Jesus Christ through the will of God. Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God, with all who in every place Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace to you, Father, and the Lord Jesus, him in all, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that your gift, eagerly waiting for the may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I plead with you, thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same to me concerning you, my brethren, Paul, or I am of Apollos, or I am of Cephas, or I was Paul crucified for you? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, baptized the household of Caesar. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of works, the cross of Christ summarizes and see what to do in response to these words, right? Where is Christ and how does this apply to us? So 18 months in course on, you know, he's in a different location, this letter. Just a side note here, when he says that Sosthenes, my brother, is with him, this is the same guy. If it was a synagogue leader, and the leader said, hey, I don't want anything to do with this. It's Sosthenes who the Jews be the leader of the synagogue. It's a bit of speculation, but it's a... And he starts with grace and peace, God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, right? He called it with a halo on their head, you know, these pictures that we have of these churches voted on that they were sinless or something like that. No. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Then you are sanctified, set apart from a common use. So this is how he moves on in verses 4 through 9 about what God has done, is doing in them and will continue to do. Right? So see, grace of God, which was saying that he prays for them, giving them grace in Jesus Christ, right? So what he has done, he's given them Christ. He's given them his remembers about them. And then he tells them there's something that that you were enriched in every utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come sure in no gift, eagerly waiting for them, all sorts of gifts. God has cared for them. God has blessed them. God has filled their constantly awaiting Christ as well. But there's this presentedness of this congregation, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, is faithful. You want something to triple underline, just line that. God is faithful, whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This means chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. Right? God is faithful. He's not going to leave the Corinthians alone. He's united them to Jesus Christ. He's not going to leave them there, but he's going to preserve them to the end. So this is kind of the scene. He shifts gears. Now, I need to, is a letter where he is responding to things he's heard. Now, the fact that this is her household, those of her household are coming to him, this means that she's a well-to-do woman. And are working for her, and she has to be someone of some sort of standing as some sort of prosper ones who have brought this report to Paul. And so, in real reality, there are going to be things that Paul is going to be dealing with, and then the second going to be things that the Corinthians themselves have heard from Paul and are asking things. And so the first one, Cephas, that's Peter. And some are like, I'm above all this junk. I'm of Christ. Did Paul die for you? In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You were not baptized into Paul. You were not baptized. He says, I'm actually happy I didn't baptize. I remember I baptized a couple guys and I baptized. And so his whole household, by the way, about Paul. Right, this was a thing in Corinth. Wisdom, rhetorical skills were my father is, and they would name their teacher. I am of, and they would name their teacher. We find this today, don't we? When people will call themselves, you know, a MacArthurite. Press the brakes, right? No. Are you of Christ? It's radically be about. It's not about Paul. And so now, in this whole section here, he says, and he should be made of no good at being able to use rhetorical. He doesn't use them. The ancient philosophers would during this time. And he doesn't use oratory. Actually, some people disdained him, but that there was something countercultural, right? The cross was something in the realm for the worst of the worst criminal. It was believing on the one who was hung on the instrument of capture, that if they would believe upon Christ, they would be saved. Or it wouldn't be his wisdom, wouldn't be his skill, but it would be Christ. That's verses to summarize this. I always keep it here in my pocket, but it was on the table. In my Christ, I just love. I say this. I'm going to underline that in that second section. God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellow. And then lastly, I'm also in verse 17. For Christ did not send but to preach the gospel with wisdom of words, not with the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ. Bible? Let me know in the comments, what would you underline in your Bible? Who are you of? Is the Spirit of God in you? Lately, to your favorite teacher, pastor, theologian, right? Is everything for you about Christ? Are you of Christ? Is the focal point? Is Christ the center of your heart and of your life? Do you? It's ultimately about Christ. It's always been about Christ. We find unity in love and hoping in Christ. Let's pray. For what a blessing it is to follow after you, centered. Lord, into the divisions that are silent in our world, but that we would focus on Christ of the Scriptures. Lord, not a Christ of our own.